We're joined by Peter McCormer, safety officer here at Marine. Peter, as always, you know, a lot is said about the derby between FC United and Manchester and Marine. A lot said about the Manchester-Liverpool thing. But the one thing that we have in common is we're both community football clubs. We approach football in the right manner through the community. And today, I would have thought maybe 6 or 7 seasons ago was your biggest nightmare, a load of burly manx all turning up. 6 years on, as the head of safety here at this football club.
Yes, yeah.
What's it been like for you?
It's been absolutely, it's been a delight to have you here this year. And to be fair, I've learnt over the years, over the last few years, because I've been in charge of each of these games, that the main problems have come from the Premiership clubs from Merseyside infiltrating our side, causing aggro, putting the gestures in, mentioning Munich, all that sort of stuff. And your fans have responded to that. And it meant that we haven't had that community atmosphere. But this year, we managed to head some of those people off at the pass sort of thing.
Yes.
We kept those people away from the ground. And it just goes to prove that FC United fans are the best in non-league. They've been absolutely fantastic in big numbers, but all of them really, really friendly, good, decent people. Lots of smiles, handshakes. Thank you for having us, to all the stewards. They've been an absolute credit to Manchester. I'm really proud of you, so thank you very much.
Well, that's tremendous sentiment. So again, a game like today, not only is it non-league, Lead Day, which again is a great advert for the semi-professional game. It was a kick it out campaign. It was one of the games throughout the season now, and it highlighted sort of like the side against racism. So again, all told, it's been a tremendous atmosphere. The fans, as I say, it's not necessarily mingled, but those that do mingle, there's never been a problem really. I'd like to say, just to let everybody know, a couple of years ago we couldn't use we couldn't play a game because of a wedding, could we?
That was it.
And everyone was going, the conspiracy theorists were all out. Well, the reason why we couldn't use the main bar today is because there is a wedding, because me and Ben went in there and so on. We got an invite. We're going to that wedding. But as a club... I mean,
there is a wedding, and there was a wedding that day.
I know there was, yes.
It's one of those things, and you know, the biggest request we had from all your fans on the way in and on the way out, can you make sure you haven't got a wedding next year?
Exactly,
and we really hope that's the case. You know, it'd be great, you know, because we've got a summer fixture, that's the problem.
Of course, yeah. Well, the thing is as well, to bear in mind, you know, as a football club, I mean, there's 1,124 people here today. You have decent crowds for this league anyway. Yeah. But that's got to, as a community football club, that's got to have a big impact for you.
Absolutely.
Going forward.
Well, we had 1,142 people, and you look around, and it was full of women, of children, of every race and creed possible. It's everybody mixing in together. We didn't hear any nasty chanting at all.
Apart from it to me. Our own
I didn't hear that one.
Our own fans to me, yes.
Well, there. Yeah. But it was great, you know, and even at our end, where we've had a few niggles in the past, there was none of it. It was absolutely fabulous. And as I say, all credit to you. And I would love to see the day in the future where we don't have to segregate.
It would be wonderful,
but we've just got to keep the hangers on away
course.
From the fixture.
I mean, that's understandable.
It's not the FC United fans, and it's not the genuine Marine fans.
No, of course,
it's the others.
So your day itself, it started at what time?
7 o'clock this morning.
And what time will be having your first gin and tonic,
my
or pint of best
pint,
bitter?
Well, actually, you're holding me from it right now, because there's a free one in the boardroom now.
Just very quick
sacrifices I have to make for you guys.